This week in the Civil War, in the vanguard of Lee's advance towards the north, Jeb Stuart and 8,000 of his cavalry at Brandy Station, Virginia, entertained themselves for several days, holding grand reviews for General Lee, John Bill Hood's Texas Division, and the local citizenry, before engaging Union cavalry on Tuesday, June 9, 1863. Joseph Hooker ordered Union cavalry under Alfred Pleasanton to cross the Rappahannock, reconnoiter, and ascertain Lee's intentions in the greatest cavalry battle fought to date on American soil. For well in excess of 10 hours, Union cavalry repeatedly charged Stuart's positions at Brandy Station. At the end of the day, Stuart held the field, but the underrated Union cavalry had adequately represented itself while gaining valuable intelligence for Hooker. Confederate casualties totaled 523, with Pleasanton's cavalry suffering 866 casualties. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.